For first-time visitors, the world-famous Konopiske Chateau or Karlstein Castle are natural choices for day trips outside of Prague. But one destination visitors might want to consider is the royal Czech town of Rakovník, a veritable historic gem found less than 60 kilometers west of the Czech capital. Archaeologists have found that long before it was established as a town, the site of Rakovník and its surroundings was favored by tribes as far back as the Stone Age. Finds on display at the local T.G. Masaryk Museum in Rakovník show some of the oldest flint weapons and stone tools. And the museum gradually maps the evolution of Rakovník and its hilly and wooded surroundings down through the ages. Archaeologist Katarzyna Blaszkowa, who has worked at the museum for 5 years and is herself a Rakovník native, told me a bit about the area's ancient past.
The earliest archaeological indicators from this region date to the Middle Paleolithic period, about 250,000 before Christ, when people living above stream valleys were gathering plants and tracking big game. And we have a lot of finds from that time found in a field near village Mutějovice. And there are also very interesting finds from the Middle Bronze Age, like a hoard of bronze objects with rolls of gold wire put in a ceramic pot with a lot of other objects. So we think it was like something like treasure of someone.
Photographs at the museum reveal some of the idyllic groves, fields and areas near riverbanks where archaeologists made finds. And slowly we move down through the centuries. Like many parts of the Czech lands, the Rakovník region was later also home to the Celts, and one of the region's most famous discoveries dates back to their time, a princely grave that included uncovering gilded jewelry, weapons, and surviving pieces of a horse's harness and parts of a two-wheeled chariot.
It's very rare, and we are really, really proud of this find in our region. Other graves were found in the Czech Republic, but there are only about maybe 80 graves from the whole Czech Republic.
But what about Rakovník's more recent history? Numerous Czech legends describe the eventual colonization of the area by the Slavs and describe how the town got its name. The root of its name is Rak, which is crawdad or crayfish. One legend has it that eating crayfish, previously thought to be poisonous, helped a widow and her children survive famine, which led to the town's eventual name. Crayfish are reportedly abundant in the area to this day, and the motif remains popular. One local, for example, told me that it was a saying in his family that those who stayed in Rakovník rather than moving elsewhere did so because they were held back by a crayfish clinging to their shirt tails. Certainly, the animal features famously in the town's coat of arms that date back to 1482. In 1588, Rakovník was named a royal town by the Habsburg Emperor Rudolf II. In the decades before the Battle of White Mountain and the start of the Thirty Years' War, the town prospered, becoming famous for its market, but especially for its beer. Archaeologist Katarzyna Blaszkowa again.
In the end of the 15th century, there was about 15 breweries in the town, in the center of the town. We can say every rich citizen had a brewery in his house. Last year, we made excavation at one house at the square, and we found a 6 meters deep well, and we can say that the well belonged to a house with a brewery. Rakovník's beer was very, very delicious in the 15th century because Prague citizens, from the written sources, were really upset because the Rakovník's beer was better than their beer.
As Katarzyna Blaszkowa notes, most burghers' homes were built on the town's magnificent Hus Square.
Rakovník's burgers were really prospering during the time, and we can say that the 16th century was the best time for Rakovník town, because at that time the town walls made of stone were built. We can say that a lot of stone houses were built in the 16th century. The square is the second largest in the Czech Republic, as at least we believe it. We can say that the square has got about half of a kilometer in length, and I think it's one of the most beautiful in the Czech Republic, because you can go around for a walk and you can spend there the whole afternoon, and you can visit a lot of historical houses and buildings.
The square is truly impressive, and on it you'll find the Gothic Church of St. Bartholomew, as well as the burghers' houses with Baroque facades from the 16th and 17th centuries. On the other hand, it has to be said that some views of the town are somewhat marred by more modern buildings, and in the distance a number of smoke-belching factories. But somehow I found even that strangely intriguing, an eclectic mix between the new and the old. In terms of tourism, Rakovník, located near famous forests around Krivoklát, offers ample opportunities for active vacationers, well-marked cycling trails. Milena Krikovová heads the town's information center.
Navštívit i Rakovník, že to není daleko od Rakovníka, a je to takové jako místo.
I think it's a shame when tourists come to Rakovník for only a few hours. There's a lot to see and do. The nearby countryside is beautiful, a little hilly, but great for trips. No matter which direction you go, there is something to see. There are areas known for mushroom picking, and if you head for Podjubansko, you can see these ancient mystical stones from the 13th or 14th century. No one really knows what they were for, whether they separated fields, were used as markers in races, or marked the passage of time.
To this day, Rakovník retains a quiet but fascinating, somehow medieval character, with all of its historic houses, including the Sgraffito Samson House, in what was once a famous Jewish quarter. Then there are original gate towers, as well as many side streets winding uphill. One person who knows Rakovník perhaps better than most, but from a completely different perspective, is Milan Kivala. He's a local pilot who sometimes shows visitors Rakovník, as well as the entire region, from above.
Usually it's a Cessna, which means traveling at about 200 kilometers per hour, about 300 meters off the ground, and that is still slow enough to notice different parts of the country. Of course, I like pointing out areas of Rakovník or the Rakovník region because I know some of the stories. For example, nearby is the area that was often the setting for stories by the writer Ota Pavel. Otherwise, from above, you can also see how Rakovník has changed since 1989, for the most part reconstructed. You can see how the town has improved and changed for the better.
For those spending more than a few days in the Czech Republic, Rakovník is definitely worth a visit, also if combined with Křivoklát Castle. So if you've been looking for a path just a bit less traveled in this country, Rakovník and its surroundings may just be it.